USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, President Trump said he would support an investigation into allegations leveled against Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man. Postmaster General is appointed by a bipartisan commission, and we'll see how that goes. But no, I think he's a very honest guy, but we'll see.
The president also said he would support DeJoy's removal if it's proven that he engaged in any illegal behavior.
Yes, something could be proven that he did something wrong. Always, you know, always. They've been looking at me for 4 years. They found nothing.
The Washington Post reported that five people who worked for New Breed Logistics, where LaJoy was chairman and CEO for 31 years, said they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by the chief executive himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his Greensboro mansion. The president said he doesn't know much about the story. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
At least 11 cases of COVID-19 have been traced to a fraternity party where people did not follow the public health guidelines, according to the president of the University of New Hampshire. More than 100 students and non-students attended the August 29th party at the Theta Chi fraternity. The fraternity was suspended while the investigation is conducted, and the school is disciplining the organizers and the attendees. All members of the frat will also undergo a 14-day quarantine. Any other students who attended the party are also asked to immediately start quarantining. In just 1 month, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in India has doubled from 2 million to over 4 million. That puts the Asian giant right behind the United States as the second worst affected country in the world, and they may pass the United States within the next few days. The Indian government reported 90,800 new cases, pushing the total number to over 4,200,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and the CDC have brought forward eviction relief plans, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
The Trump administration has announced a temporary national moratorium on evictions for tens of millions of renters. The action comes via the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention, which says evictions pose a health hazard during the pandemic. Matthew Desmond is a sociology professor at Princeton. He tells MSNBC he likes some of the moves that are coming out of the CDC.
The CDC has taken is incredibly important. It gives renters a sigh of relief. It gives them some protections until the end of the year. But what it doesn't do is take care of the rental debt. When we have already an eviction crisis in this country that's just been exacerbated by the pandemic, we need some serious investment in housing from Washington. We need rent relief to get going to those tenants that are behind.
The CDC was predicting as many as 30 to 40 million people in about 17 million households were at risk of losing their homes.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.